The next patient is James Dow. The last name is D, like in Delta, O-W. First name, James. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white male that has a kidney transplant that was done in 2004. In about 2 weeks, the patient will be 20 years with that kidney transplant. This patient has a kidney function that has been very stable with the serum creatinine that is 1.4, an estimated GFR that is 51, and a BUN of 33. There is no evidence of significant proteinuria. The patient is taking Prograf as a immunosuppressant. He takes 1 milligram PO daily for 5 days and 0.75 milligrams daily for 2 days. The tacrolimus level is 4.6. The patient has a CKD, a stage 3A, very stable. The BK virus was reported negative. The order for the kidney ultrasound that was done, that was given during the last visit, was not carried on for reasons that are not known to us. We will get the native we'll get the ultrasound of the native kidneys in order to rule out malignancy. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, hypothyroidism. We are going to order T3, T4, and TSH. The patient is to continue with the thyroid replacement as ordered. Following number, the patient has anemia that is most likely related to the kidney transplant status. The hemoglobin is 12. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation, coma, had a Watchman procedure done, and is not on anticoagulation. Following number, the patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease that has been without any symptoms. The patient, following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, the vitamin D level is 35. Following number, BPH, we are going to check the PSA that hasn't been checked during the last year. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. We invested 10 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup and comparing with the prior one in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.